Good morning. Today is July the 13th, 2026, Monday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you will, open your Bibles with me this morning to the book of Proverbs, chapter 3. I want to share just two verses with you, if I may, this morning. Beginning in verse number 5, the word reads, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding." And verse 6, "In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight." May God bless this morning the reading of His word. As I read these scripture texts this Monday morning, I reflect back to times in my life when I seemed to seek the will of God in some very difficult times. You know, in my own life, I can reflect in this verse number 5 and 6 so strongly, for it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight." What a powerful verse today that God gives us in this book of Proverbs, beloved, that we can stand on and we can hold fast to, knowing without any question, without any hesitation at all in our life, we can know that no matter what the circumstance may be, to trust in the Lord with all your heart. The will that we have, beloved, so many times, I think we try to seek the will that we have within us first before we ever reach and before we lift it up to God through prayer and through supplication, asking our Heavenly Father to just help us with the burdens that we bear each and every day, even this day, this Monday morning. You know, over this past weekend, I received many emails, as I do each day, from many listeners, as well as many of those that visit the website each and every day. You know, if there's one thing I notice from most of the ones that write and leave comments or notes, that so many times that the things that they have need of in their life, even the direction and purpose sometimes, beloved, that we have in our lives, we need to just cast them aside. We need to ask the Lord Jesus just to help us strong and steadfast to do His will and to continue on that narrow path that leads to that narrow gate of glory in heaven. And I would ask you to just join with me as one in unity, for His wisdom, for His knowledge, and His discernment in this area of our lives this day. Father, today we come before You in Jesus' name. Lord God, we thank You for these two very precious, very powerful verses, God, that we've read this day in this book of Proverbs. We would ask You, Father, today to just help each of us to do and to be what You would have us to be. Lord, so many times it would seem that we seem to lean upon our own strength and our own thoughts and our own determination, Lord, in the things of life that come before us. Lord, just as this scripture text says, we must lean upon You, Father. We must call upon You, Lord God, and ask You to help us through these matters. Help us through these times of difficulties, God, that we may have. Lord, may You encourage us this day on this Monday. May You lift us and guide us, Father, throughout this day. Whether it be at our workplaces, Father, whether it be at our homes, whether it may be, God, at our jobs, or maybe even at a hospital bed, God, I would ask You to just help us each day to be strong and steadfast, God, in Your will, and surely rooted and grounded in Your word each day. Father, I would ask Your blessings to be upon each and every listener this morning. I would ask You to keep Your hands on them. Would ask You to strengthen them, God. Lord, I would ask that Your discerning spirit and Your steep understanding, Father, may it be upon them and upon our own selves this day, God, as truly, Father, today we need Your touch. We need to know, Father, that You're right there with us as Your word declares You are. Father, I would ask You today, Father, that You would just allow Your power and Your discerning spirit to be upon each of us. May You bless those that are sick and shut in. May You be with each of us, God, today in a matter of time of need, God, that we'll experience surely before we lay our head down tonight on the pillow. Would ask You, God, just to bless those that are so faithful to pray for this ministry each day. Would ask You to just pour out Your grace of love and goodness and also discerning spirit, Father, upon them and us today, God, in each step that we take. Father, again, we ask You to receive our praise and our blessings. We'd ask You, God, today, just receive it as that sweet aroma upon Your nostrils. And God, may this day be a day that'll lift up, praise, and glorify the name of Your precious Son, Jesus Christ. For it's in His name today we pray. Amen. ¶¶